Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM. Man, Reader, how do you get up in the morning? You've been in this industry for how long?
Well, I've been doing mornings for just about 9 years.
9 years.
And I still use three alarms every morning.
Three alarms?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I used two this morning. I had my regular phone and my Google. But I went to sleep at 11 p.m. I tried so hard since 8 to go to sleep. My blinds were closed, you know, and I was just laying there, and I just could not go to sleep.
Oh, the harder you try, the tougher it is to fall asleep.
So it's just like, do you get used to having little sleep all the time? Because I think that's what it's going to be like for me for the next week.
Yeah, I always sneak in the afternoon naps. That helps.
You know what? I'm going to try that once this day is over. And hopefully it might work. But hey, at least I got the weekend to sleep in.
Which one day to ease into it and then just to get out of the habit. And then, boom, Monday morning, you can get right back at it again.
If those beards get any longer, we'll change the name to Mystical Mornings with Gandalf and Merlin.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM. Teddy Q. Also, Reader's joining me today.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, you're filling in. Nick is...
Yeah, more like I'm joining R&R. You.
Yeah.
Yes, while Nick is away.
He's on holidays, so... You get to fill in and pilot the ship.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Yeah. So much responsibility. I wanted to bring up a story that you were just telling me about the other day. I don't want everybody to know about this.
Boy, I got to ask you.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about sometimes things you haven't done since you were a kid.
Yes.
Waking up Wednesday morning, I didn't have to set my alarm. Of course, didn't have to come in. It was Canada Day, so I was just relaxing in bed, and I felt, okay, it's time to get up.
Yeah.
So I go to roll over to get out of bed. I didn't realize that I was at the edge of the bed.
Oh.
And for the first time since I was probably a little kid, I fell out of bed.
That's insane.
I banged my knee on the carpet and got a big old rug burn on my one knee. And then I tried to catch myself as I fell, so I landed on one foot. Ooh. And I kind of hurt my hip a little bit.
Just a little bit of an awkward fall.
But I felt so stupid. Like,
that's...
Man, it's been forever since I've done that.
Yeah, because I can't remember the last time I actually fell out of bed, because you know, I must have been a little kid, and I don't remember falling out of bed anytime recently, but I totally get what you're saying on that. Like, I roll around a lot. I'll throw my phone into the next dimension when I'm sleeping. I'll kick walls. Like, I got bruises on my knee from kicking hard.
Oh, my goodness.
But I've never... fallen out of my bed.
Usually my spatial awareness, my bed awareness is pretty good. I know where I'm at, but...
Yeah, it's like your body automatically knows, but sometimes I guess you have a little bit of a brain fart in the morning and...
Yeah, I was not firing on all cylinders, I guess, Wednesday morning and knowing where I was, but thump. I can only imagine what the people in the apartment below mine must have thought when they heard that.
Just a giant boof.
Yeah, because I'm not a small guy. You know, I'm, you know, 250 plus pounds of Reader falling on the floor first thing in the morning.
Pure muscle, dude. You're just waking up your neighbors.
You're very kind calling me pure muscle. But I can only wonder what they were thinking when I crashed down on the floor the other day.
Well, you didn't get any sort of complaints. Your landlords didn't come to your door and be like, yo, what was that insane noise?
No.
I think you're off the hook, man. Now I gotta start thinking of things that I haven't done since I was a child that I actually did. Things that might be embarrassing, but that'll be when I actually think of it.
Mm-hmm. Nick has a man bun.
Reader has a stylish, well-kept haircut. And he eats a lot of buns at St. Mary's Hall.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Reader, we kind of get along well off the air, I want to say.
Of course.
We talk a lot, but on the air, I'm still kind of new because I only really see you coming in for the news.
We're like two ships passing in the night.
Yeah, right. Basically. So I kind of want to get to know you a little bit better, both on the air, but also kind of develop some sort of relationship with you off as well. So every single day while Nick is away, I'm going to ask you a question. We're going to go into details.
Oh.
Top three favorite foods.
Oh my.
What would you like, or just some of your top favorite foods, and like, what do you like so much about them?
I love pork chops.
I'm currently eating pork chops this week, by the way.
They're just one of my favorite things ever.
You can't mess them up. You season them. Pork tastes like pork no matter what you do.
As long as you don't overcook them and dry them out.
Yes. Cook them in water or broth. That's how I do it.
Oh,
and it keeps them moist. Yeah.
Okay,
so pork chops are up there.
Pizza is just one of the most perfect foods ever created.
Do you have a preference on toppings? Meat lovers, Hawaiian, deluxe?
Usually, if I were to pick a four topping pizza, ham, salami, green peppers, onions.
Ooh, yes, onions on pizza. That's so underrated. I keep forgetting about that. Okay, so what else?
Oh boy, I have to pick another one. There's I love so many things. Okay, a good noodle bowl, like a rice noodle.
Yes,
Vietnamese rice noodle.
Oh yeah, like especially pho or pho, I think is the proper way to pronounce it. If you get it at a Vietnamese restaurant, that stuff is fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna share back my favorite foods. Number one, steak.
Oh yeah.
Gotta get it medium rare.
Good.
That's
steak.
My way, and it has to be a dry rub. I'm not dipping it in HP sauce or ketchup like other people do, but nice on a grill. That's how I like my steak, medium rare. Number two, fried chicken.
Oh yes.
You keep, like, everywhere I go, no matter where you go, fried chicken is fantastic, and there's a couple of places in Yorkton at least that sell incredible stuff.
Might be one of the ultimate comfort foods.
Yes. And then number three is kind of a mix between pizza, sushi, and poutine. It's
oh,
like a battle.
That's like a three-way tie, but they're all good.
Exactly. So, I'm glad to hear some of your favorite foods, because next time if I go shopping or something for foods, I know exactly what to bring you, reader.
Perfect.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Over the past few years, DIY stuff has become a big thing, whether it's working on your own house, sewing your own clothes together, working on your vehicle. How do you feel about DIY? Do you usually do stuff, or do you hire like a professional to do things for you?
It depends on what I'm doing. I don't really do too much around the house. I mean, I have an apartment, so I don't really look after that kind of stuff around the house. Though, over the last couple of months, I've been home to my parents a couple of times, and my brothers and I have come home, and we've been doing drywalling in their garage, looking after that. We've just been hanging the drywall and that. We haven't done the mudding or the taping or anything of that.
Right.
But, I mean, helping out doing stuff like that where we can. With my car, about the most I can do is an oil change.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anything much beyond that, if it's something that needs real attention, I'll just take it to a mechanic.
Yeah, see, I think for some parts, like for my car, for example, I'll take it to a mechanic. I've been recently working on my vehicle, and I've been having a lot of bad luck, because not only am I having troubles trying to figure stuff out and investing a ton of money in tools, but I did a major repair on my vehicle the other day, and it didn't solve the issue that I was hoping it solved. So now I'm gonna have to look deeper and invest more time and money, and it's just a long process to do DIY. I can't even do drywalling, like you said. Sewing a button or even something like that, I don't even know how to do. So I want to learn how to do all these DIY stuff, but man, it's a process to learn everything to do.
Trial and error.
And that's why I'm also very grateful for all the professionals that can do these things for us.
True enough.
Exactly.
Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader, your number one source of hot political commentary.
No, wait a minute. I'm just kidding. They actually just only talk about food.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Reader, I'm still not used to, I mean, this is the first day already, but it felt weird
making a bowl of cereal and just having breakfast at 4 a.m. what's your eating schedule like? Forget your sleeping schedule.
Okay. Well, I pretty much never eat breakfast when I get up. When I wake up early in the morning, when I first get up, the last thing I want to do is eat food. I just don't feel like eating early in the morning. So usually when it gets to about that 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock area, then I feel like, okay, I could eat something. But for the most part, I don't usually eat a lot of breakfast.
That's okay. That's fair because, yeah when I wake up, the first thing I do is eat breakfast. Actually, around this time, 7 o'clock, close to 8, that's generally when I eat breakfast. But I just... It was because I would probably be starving by now if I've been awake for 5 hours now. I can't do the math, but I've been awake for so long. I think if I didn't eat breakfast that early, I'd actually be like starving and pretty much dying. And because I'm here for a while, it's just I don't have time to go home and make myself a bowl of cereal. So I just... When do you even eat dinner? Because you probably go to sleep late, too.
I'll have supper just kind of whenever it goes, usually a relatively normal time, and same with lunch, but I just don't eat breakfast real early. If I could convince myself to get out of bed a little earlier, I would probably be maybe more of a breakfast eater, because my alarm goes off at 4. That doesn't mean I get out of bed at 4. I usually hit snooze a few times, and it's usually like 4:30, 20 to 5 or so when I roll out of bed. Yeah. I have the luxury of living about 4 blocks from the station, so...
You're fine.
You know, so I can kind of do that.
Plus, I mean, hey, if you don't have time to make breakfast, places are open 24 hours. Yeah, I mean, don't want to pick up a habit of that, though, unfortunately, so...
Nick and Reader can't have smelly markers in the Fox FM studios.
Two words, cherry mustache.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
More hits, more favorites of Fox FM. It's still the unnamed show, Eddie Q and also Reader. But did you check out some of the cool Facebook comments about what our show, our week-long show, should be named? We had quite a couple cool ones.
Some good ones.
Yeah, like Jocelyn said, Eddie and the Reader, like Eddie and the Cruisers. Yes. And I think that's cool because it gives you a prestigious title. You're not Reader, you're... The Reader. You're the only Reader in this entire listening area, so I think that suits you pretty well.
Some like Reader in the queue.
Yeah, we got a lot of those, actually.
The EQ Reader.
The EQ Reader. That's a pretty interesting one, like IQ Reader, but
we're
EQ. So I'm definitely liking all of these comments. Definitely a lot of the Reader in the queue in the morning. it definitely rolls off the tongue a lot better than Eddie Q and Reader. It's I can't do that. It feels so strange because Nick and Reader is just nice. So if anybody else wants, if you want to drop a comment, head to our Facebook page, Instagram as well. Let us know what we should be called. You can also shoot us a text at 306-783-3699. If you have anything else unique, let us know.
Nick and Reader are now offering unqualified legal aid. There's no way this could go badly. It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Reader, earlier you were telling me about stuff about you rolling out of your bed. It's been something that you haven't done since you were a kid, which is shocking to hear. But I was trying to think of a bunch of things that I haven't done as a kid that maybe I have, and I couldn't really think of it. But I wanted to reminisce on some of the stuff that we used to do as kids that we probably don't anymore. Let's start with the most obvious. Peeing your pants. Like, I thankfully, I don't do that as an adult. But, you know, when you're a kid, you're a kid. It happens.
You're learning.
If you have kids, you know what that's like. It's a struggle.
Potty training's important.
Exactly. Scraping elbows and knees. I haven't scraped my elbows or knees in forever, but when I was a kid, it used to be like a weekly thing. I always fell off my bike or I tripped, and for some reason, elbows and knees were always the things that got scraped.
Always wiping out.
Yeah, and it never happens anymore, so somehow... They're safe. I don't wear pads or anything, which...
If I do, it's usually slow pitch related.
Okay. You got all that sand and the gravel. Ripping your pants in public. So many times where, you know, the butt or the crotch area, it's happened to me at least a few times when I was a child. Somehow it doesn't happen to me as an adult.
Oh, it's happened to me. It happened to me a couple of times on the job, actually. Once when I was still working lumberyard in Saskatoon.
Oh, boy.
And once, actually, while I was working here at Fox FM, and we were on remote.
Oh, no!
Yes. Oh. Fortunately, I had a jacket that I was able to tie around my waist and just cover things.
Oh, my God. So,
because I didn't have time to run home and change.
Of course. So, okay, so, at least you got saved that way. And finally, this is kind of a thing everybody has done. Calling your teacher mommy or daddy. Have you ever done that?
I don't remember ever doing that.
Okay. It's happened to me a couple of times where I've accidentally called my teacher mom, and I know a couple of people in my old school used to do that as well.
Oh, my goodness.
What about everybody else? Have you experienced any of these things as a kid, especially calling your teachers mom or dad? Am I the only one? Give Reader and I a text at 306-783-3699.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.